64 squares and 16 pieces. In most sports, men play against men and women play against women. Because men on average are bigger and stronger than women, this makes sense. But chess tests the brain, it does not test to the body. So why are there national women chess champion and national men chess champion? Are men plays not as good as women, or women players not as good as men? Let's try to discover the answer to those questions. Chess is played on the same board as checkers. The pieces on the board were chess or the king, queen, knight, bishop, castle, and pawn. Unlike checker, all of the pieces move in different way. To understand what is happening with each move takes a lot of experience. Looks plays not part in the outcome of the game. If you lose, it is because you did not play as well as the person you were playing against. Some people seem born with the talent for playing chess. Often the begin playing at a very young age. Ariana Crush of Brooklyn, New York is one of them. She was 5 when her father taught her the rules. By the time she was 9, she was quite good. She could beat her dad easily, every time. Chess players know that the best way to improve their game is to play against people who are better than they are. So Ariana did this. She spent on an average of 5 hours a day playing or studying chess along with going to school. In 1998, she won the title of Women Chess Champion of United States. She was 14. Her only regret was that she did not get to play against men. 3 years later, she was rated among the top 100 players in the United States. 1980 of them were men. Chess seemed to be mainly a male pastime, but it does not start out that way. The number of boys and girls who actively play chess is about equal up to age 13. By the time their players go to high school, however, most of the girls have stopped playing. People who try to promote interest in chess are puzzles. Why should this be? On 30 theory is that to win games in chess, you have to be willing to attack as hard as possible. Women, so people say, are better at proceeding than they are or at attacking. There may be a better way to explain to luck of women players. There are a few role models for girls who want to become serious chess players. This is now starting to changing talks to people like Ariana. Today, more and more schools offer chess lessons. This is where most young players get their starts. Once you have learned it, how to play, you can join a club. Often, they are divisions for different levels of players. You will have the chance to take part in tournaments. In those contest the result of each game is writing down. That give everyone a record. The more games you win, the higher your name goes on this list. Those at the top are called Grandmaster. That is what Arena is now. In 2007, Arena defeated a higher ranking men's player, Valiamani Akropin. And in December 2009, Arena took first in the National Chess Congress tournament. Somewhere today, there is a young chess player, boy or girl, who will follow in Arena's footsteps. That person will admire Arena and study her game. A careful record is kept of each one. The one day that person will come face to face with Arena. Using mental power alone, he or she will try to defeat her. That person could be you.